John chapter 12, we're going to preach, probably not going to preach real long, but we're going to preach till the Lord gets through, amen. And then we got a baptism service, praise the Lord. Kind of funny, I walked back there and got that little bottle out of my room, and Bryson said, "What's that?" I said, "That's Jordan River water." And Bryson said, "Where'd you get it?" I said, "From the Jordan River." He said, "For real?" I said, "Yeah, for real." So I put some in that baptistry, and when they get baptized tonight, they can tell everybody they was baptized in Jordan River water. Amen. I felt like that was special when we went to the Jordan River, that they'll let you do that. Amen. Put it in my suitcase, brought it all the way back from Israel. Praise the Lord. Still got a little bit left. Might have to take another journey for long and get some more. John chapter 12, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Just going to read one verse. You won't have to stand very long. Let's look at verse 32. John chapter 12, verse 32. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you ain't there, say hold on. John 12, 32. Now listen how it reads. You've heard me say this over the years. We've all quoted it. But listen to how this reads. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. God, I thank you, God, that it's in red, and we know you said it, Lord. God, I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God, as we do our very best to preach the word. God, get us out of the way. Whatever's done, help us, to, Lord, to lift up Jesus, just like what we just read, God. And whatever's done, God, help us to get out of the way, Lord, because it ain't about us. And help us, to, Lord, to honor you tonight. God, we love you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Now, we know that Jesus was talking about his death on the cross when he was saying this, but we can get a spiritual application from this also. And I don't know why, it seemed like a few months ago, and I don't know when it come up. I don't know if I heard it. I don't know if I said it praying, but I said something to this effect. If we'll lift up Jesus, everything else falls into place. Amen. Now, you know, I don't come up with a whole lot of great sayings, but David, that's pretty good. If we'll lift up Jesus, everything else will fall in place. And if you'll do that in your life, everything else will fall in place. I want you to know that word right there, lifted up, it comes from the Greek word, means to elevate or to exalt. Amen. Or to lift up. Now, he said it, he said I two times. And anytime you see in the Bible where Jesus repeats something, that is very important. He said, and if I be lifted up. He didn't say if the church was lifted up. He didn't say if the preacher was lifted up. He didn't say if the singers was lifted up. He didn't say if a program was lifted up. He didn't say if Bible school was lifted up. He didn't say if baptism was lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up. Amen. It's all about him. It ain't about us. And we got to understand that. See, that's the problem in a lot of churches. People think it's about them. It ain't about you. It ain't never been about you. And it won't never be about you. It's always about him. Amen. So real quick, let's just look at this. Number one, we lift up Jesus when we expound his word. Now listen. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, listen to how this reads. When you put great importance on the word of God, you put great importance on Jesus. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When we lift up Jesus, when we put this in high standards, we are lifting up Jesus. That the word was made flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. See, the thing about it is, you know, and I kind of hit on this a little bit this morning, but, you know, I have been up to preach, and I hear stuff going on in the church, and I look out, and people not putting great importance on the word of God. Let me tell you something. When somebody is up preaching the word of God, I don't care if it's me. I don't care if it's Clint. I don't care if it's David. I don't care if it's Chucky or Ralph or Robert or whoever it is. When they open up a Bible, you ought to stand up
and give them attention. You ought to give them the attention that God deserves, and that is uplifting Jesus when we put priority on his word. When we lift up Jesus. Titus chapter 1 says this, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth which is after godliness in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due time, now listen, manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of our God and our Savior. If you don't like preaching, you don't like Jesus. I've seen people follow them diesel buses all over the world. I mean, they'll drive 2 hours to hear somebody sing. And I ain't knocking singing. I love good singing. Let me tell you something, folks. That's one of the reasons this church, the priority is bringing the word of God. Amen. The priority is the preaching. Like David said this morning, people want to know what you got for you, what you got from the kids. We give them Jesus, glory to God. Hey, it ain't about swing sets, and it ain't about playgrounds, and it ain't about programs. It's all about lifting up Jesus, and that's what I'm trying to point out to us tonight. We've got to lift up Jesus in all we do. When God's man is up preaching, no matter who it is, give them respect. Amen. That's lifting up Jesus. James Parker, a great theologian, said this, you cannot at the same time give the impression that you are a great preacher or theologian or debate or whatever and that Jesus Christ is a great Savior. If you call attention to yourself and to your own competence, you cannot effectively call attention to Jesus and his glorious sufficiency. Me and my wife went to a revival one night. I won't never forget this, Brother Robert. We went to a revival one night. It was in Conway, and this guy was up preaching. Y'all don't know him, so I'm not going to call his name. But he got to talking about all the grease he had, and he got to talking about all the schools that he had went to, and he got to talking about all this kind of stuff that he had done. And listen, that ain't got nothing to do with it. My pastor, and I wouldn't say it, but it's kind of good. My pastor, great man, Preacher Buddy C. Most of y'all know him. He got his master's degree, David. He didn't tell nobody, but we knew about it. And so we told the church. And the church, we wanted to do something for our pastor. You know, he got a master's. He got his master's degree in theology, and which was great. We bought him a ring. I forget how much we paid for that ring, Ray. And gave him that ring. You know how many? He wore it one time. I bet he ain't wore it again, because it ain't about that. It ain't about that. It ain't about how good I can preach. It ain't about how good you can sing. It's about how good we can present Jesus. Amen. And that is what I'm talking about when we lift up Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says this, for after that the wisdom of the world, but by wisdom that knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them which believe. We need more preaching. We don't need more programs. Amen. We need more preaching. We don't need more lights in the church. We need more preaching. We don't need fog machines in the church. We need more preaching. We don't need more band members. I love our band. And listen, if you can play music, we'd love to have you in our band. But we need more preaching more than anything else in this world. If we want to bring revival to America, it's going to have to come through preaching. The word of God. Amen. When we lift up Jesus, we express ourselves in worship. Now, here's where I think a lot of the church has fallen short. Our worship. When's the last time you really worshiped God? Think about what I'm saying. When's the last time it got so full in you that you just couldn't help it? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. See, it's real easy for us to come in, Clint, and talk about the good old days and talk about how it used to be in church. Used to, I was talking to Juwan's grandmama one time before she passed away. She said, I remember when the Methodist church shouted. And now we can't hardly get the Free Will Baptist church to shout. But when we worship and we honor God, we're lifting up Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Look what Acts chapter 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. They weren't singing about worldly things. They was lifting up Jesus. They weren't griping and complaining about what had happened to them. They were lifting up Jesus. And when we start lifting up Jesus, As I was studying this, Brother Robert, and you know what I'm talking about, you're going to understand what I'm getting ready to say. It's amazing to me that the gospel music anymore, they try to hide Jesus in the lyrics. Why you got to do that? Just come right out, glory to God, and praise Him. It's crazy to me that some country music songs talk more about the Lord than gospel songs do. Listen, folks, I'm all about good singing, but I want to worship God when I come in. And just like this morning when the band got cranked up and the choir got to singing, I got happy like she was singing. He never gave up. When you start applying that to your life and how God's been so good to you, it ain't hard to raise your hand. Because it is. I got to thinking about this. The Bible says in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Somebody ought to shout right there. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Amen. Come on now. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." How many of y'all hoping for a healing, amen? How many of y'all wanting something from God? That's the one we're talking about, amen? "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle." And then I got to thinking about that song. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name." Listen. "The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again." Listen. "Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me." Listen. "Let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name." That ought to be our desire. To get up in the morning, Mike, when everything's brand new, and the Bible says His mercy are brand new every day, get up in the morning singing His praise and singing His glory, and no matter what happens that day, no matter whether we're on the mountaintop, no matter whether we're down in the valley, when we lay our head down at night, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, I worship Your..." Hey, it's been a bad day, Lord, but You said You'd never leave me nor forsake me. I'm just going to worship. I'm going to lift up Jesus. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. Amen. And then we lift up Jesus when we emulate Him in our walk. One thing to come in church and act like a holy roller and sit on that pew and act like you holy and go out there and live like the devil. It's one thing to act like a Christian. It's another thing to live like a Christian. See, the thing about it is, how are you when there ain't nobody looking? That's when you know. John chapter 15, verse 12 through 14 says this. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no than this, that no man would lay, and a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." There's stuff in this Bible that we're supposed to be living by, and if we don't live by it, we don't love Jesus and we don't lift up Jesus. Jesus had compassion on the hurting. Do we? Jesus had respect for everybody. You ever thought about that? Jesus didn't look down on nobody. He treated everybody the same. Do we? I heard a story one time of a preacher, and I thought about this over the years, but I heard a story one time of a preacher that kind of dressed up in rags and put a wig on and dirtied himself up and kind of sat out by the road with a sign saying, needing money or whatever, and all the church people come in, and nobody stopped to talk to him, nobody stopped to invite him in, nobody stopped to give him any money, and everybody come in, and they sit down, and everybody just waiting on the preacher, and all in the back door, here he comes. And got up and preached, not one soul helped me. Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. Jesus had respect. We lift up Jesus when we're helping him, and we're walking like him, and we're living like him. Jesus did not discriminate. Hello. Jesus did not discriminate. I got to think about you as I was studying this. The woman at the well was not what she was supposed to be. Jesus didn't look down on her. How many times in the Bible do we find Jesus dealing with people that were Samaritans or that were not Jewish people? Understand something, folks. We got to go out and win the world. That's our job. It ain't our job to pick out the one that looks good. It ain't our job. Hey, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, everybody, I know in church, like I said this morning, we got to have standards. I want to have standards in church. I think we ought to, amen. But please, hey, if you don't want people with tattoos at your church, send them over here. I'll take them. Amen. You don't want people living in sin at your church, send them over here. We'll take them. Glory to God. Amen. You understand something? That was us before we got saved. Amen. And understand something. We have got to realize we have got to go out and win the lost to Jesus. Amen. We've got to lift up Jesus. Because when we lift him up, that's when people get saved. What did he say? And I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto myself. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. When we love like Jesus, we lift him up. When we respect like Jesus, we lift him up. And when we treat everybody like Jesus, we lift him up. Let me ask you a question. Have you been lifting him up? That's the question. Have you been lifting him up? See, we lift up Jesus when we come to church. Amen. Amen. When we put priority on church attendance, we lift up Jesus. When we put priority on Sunday school, we lift up Jesus. When we put priority on witnessing and winning people to the Lord, we lift up Jesus. I want you to bow your heads. Join, just come play something.